I'm gonna either need a bonus soon, or I'm just gonna put a coffee maker on my desk. Don't get me wrong, the bonus sounds better, but I think the coffee machine is more plausible. I hope my love isn't getting too antsy. Of course today of all days I break my damn phone. It's like the third one this year. The damn thing flips over on its face regardless if it has a case on or not. What's the damn point of it? I hope my baby isn't getting too antsy about me not coming home on time. This is exactly why memorizing phone numbers is important. And I know I say that every time I break my phone, and I never end up memorizing the new number. But still. Who could that be at this late hour?
Come on in.
Baby! Well, if it isn't Officer Cutie, come to visit me? Aw, you were worried about me? I'm sorry, love. I broke my phone again. And I'm a little sick. Yeah, I know. I am not attaching my phone to a chain on my belt. Because I'm clumsy, not an idiot. Hey. I don't have to be extra cautious with a face and body like this. I could have just become a model, you know? I am sorry I made you worry. My brain isn't very good at remembering numbers. Yeah. We're the only ones here. Everyone else went home. I think there's a janitor walking around, but he's already done with this floor, so we might as well be the only two in the office building. Why am I here so late? Well, it's kind of an annoying story. Come, sit on the couch by my desk. You've probably been on your feet all day. Relax a little bit. Loosen up the 50-pound belt. So, Jim from accounting. I know. So Jim from accounting got some numbers wrong from one of the companies we take care of. And now I have to fix it as soon as possible. With our tax season coming up, it'll be a problem if it's not fixed by then. What about Jim? What about Jim? Oh no, Jim doesn't have to fix this. I have to fix this. Because Jim is banging the boss. Yes, it is unfair. But I may or may not have good news regarding my job. It's kind of like I'm getting a promotion. Only I'm getting another person's work. I know, right? I just need another week or two and I can leave without any problems. Nah, it's fine. As long as I have you, I'm all good. I haven't seen you since this morning. Tell me, how's your day been? Dealing with people hopping turnstiles? You'd think teenagers would be your biggest problem with that, but nope, it's always the adults. I swear, the kids around act more mature than the parents. What else did you do? Oh no. You found the lost child? What? You found a kid in a supermarket rolling watermelons across the floor. And why was he doing that? Ah, of course. You need to make a fort with them. Duh. What was I thinking? Did the fort look good? Pretty good considering what it was made out of. That's so cute. Did you let him wear your hat? Of course you did. My baby's the sweetest. Yeah? The couch is pretty comfortable. Yeah, I've taken a nap or two on it. Usually around lunchtime. Don't worry, I disinfect it all the time. Too many of us in the office, I don't want any of us technically sleeping together. I know, corny joke. What are you up to, beautiful? Officer, someone might confuse this as flirting. Standard procedure, huh? Well, by all means. I wouldn't want to interfere with your work. And we all know how hard you work, don't we? I love you. You know that, right? I know I say that every day, but I just need you to know that I love and appreciate you. You love me too. Come close and say that. Yeah, come here. Pardon me, officer, but you look real nice in your uniform. I think it would be a shame to waste such an opportunity. We are all alone. Why don't we enjoy ourselves a little bit? My sweet guy has been working all day. Let me treat you. Yes. Here. Don't worry. No one will see. So hard from just a few kisses. Officer, you taste so good. Don't hide your voice. I want to hear it. You sound amazing, baby. No one will hear you. And even if they did, lucky them. You're blushing. You have to know how sexy you look right now. Looking so sexy in a uniform. Handsome face. Breathtaking smile. No wonder you're famous for being the hottest on the force. You don't believe me? Are you really gonna say that while your cock is at my mercy? You're so cute. I've seen you take down guys twice your size, but you tremble to me. It's because you're weak for me, huh? I know, baby. I'll take good care of you, I promise. Come here, give me those lips. All right. Bend over the desk, officer. I need to search you. Searching for what? Anything illegal or dangerous. Let's spread those cheeks. Just what I thought. You've got a slutty hole. If anyone saw this, they'd be a riot to have you. I think there's only one course of action I need to claim it so thoroughly, so no one would dare take what's mine. Don't worry, officer. I have something that'll teach this slutty hole a lesson. Listen to that moan, officer. You sound so needy. Such a naughty officer getting fucked in an office building. Leaking pre-cum all over the floor. Holding onto the desk while I pound your ass. I think you need to be under arrest for being so damn sexy. Lucky for you, I can just do a civilian's arrest. I'll forgive you. After a suitable punishment, of course. Do any of your coworkers know what a sensitive ass you have? No, just me? If they knew, I'm sure they would try to have you for themselves, huh? No? They're not like that. Good. Well, I'm not so sure. with the way some of them look at you, they definitely want you. But this sexy officer is all mine. Only I get to make you do such adorable sounds. Fuck. Oh, you sound so helpless, officer. Fuck. I know exactly how to fuck you to make you cry with pleasure. Ah. Oh, I love you, baby. Turn your head for me. Give me those lips. Such a good boy. My sweet officer knows how to take a thick cock. You're natural. I know that tremble. You're close. Poor baby, he can't hold on anymore. And confess to me. Confess you've been a naughty boy, officer. That's my boy. Yeah. Yeah, you can come for me now. Spread those cheeks and welcome my thick load inside you. Fuck. Fuck. My fucking god, fuck. I don't think I've come that hard in ages. Oh, good boy. Such a good boy. Such delicious lips you got. I like when you put your hand in mine. Deep breaths, baby. Deep breaths. You took it well, though. God, your ass is so nice. God, look at it. That was a really cute memory of you spreading your cheeks out for me while I'm coming inside of it. What? You like saying I love you during sex? You're such a romantic. Let's cuddle on the couch. The desk is good for fucking, but the couch is good for aftercare. I need to make sure my sweet boyfriend is taken care of in every way, even though you're the bigger guy. First, let's hit the showers. I think you need a shower. And so do I. I've been sitting around all day. I need to make sure my favorite boy is nice and fresh. Babe, thank you so much for coming over. You've made this night so much better. Here I thought I would be bored out of my mind. And here you are to pick me up when I need it. Yeah, I know I need to get back to work. Just 5 more minutes. And then I swear I'll get back to work. I love you too, baby. Fine. I'll get back to work. But when I get home, how about we make breakfast together? Yeah. Pancakes and bacon. And if you're a good boy, maybe that maple syrup might find its way on you. Then I'll have to lick up all that mess.